We signed the following five players: tight end Braden Bowman, cornerback Malik Foreman, defensive tackle John Hughes, defensive end Jason Jones, wide receiver Xavier Rush. We waived Dejon Butler, Rashad Lawrence, Patrick Murray, kicker, and Robinson Therese, and then put DeVro Lawrence on our waived NFI list. So it keeps us at our 91. Any questions?
A couple of veteran experienced defensive linemen in there. What were you looking for?
Just, you know, periodically we'll bring in a large group of players to work out, and you know, we're early enough in camp to see, you know, these guys have done some good things on film. They had good grades on them, so we wanted to look at them. So it wasn't one thing, but overall we felt like the workouts were good, and you know, be early enough in camp where we have a chance to evaluate them.
Sean, how do you balance this out, you know, Dennis Allen, Aaron Glenn and all, when you're looking at the film, practice versus the game, and you might see a nice pass defended out here, but in the game it gets called like illegal contact, like the two or three times.
I think you start with the idea that they're playing the technique and they're contesting throws. It's a lot more concerning if those plays aren't showing up at all on practice. And so, you know, like many of the teams, you begin to, you know, kind of see the way the game's being called, and you know, sometimes that's the cost of doing business. You know, but I like our aggressiveness the other night. I thought we competed out there, and I thought we contested a lot of throws.
Sean, how valuable is a guy like Finio that you can almost plug in anywhere along the offensive line?
Well, he's played a lot of spots for us. He's smart. He knows what to do. You know, I think he's getting a little healthier now. Obviously, the versatility, though, is you know, key for him. You know, when you get to game day and you go to seven offensive linemen, you're really looking at two players that aren't in the starting group. And so you've got to have some swing flexibility within your backups. And I think that's helped him a lot.
Xavier Rush, did you get an endorsement from CJ about him? And just what kind of
well, and we worked him out earlier. You know, I'm going to say a week and a half ago. And so we were kind of impressed with the workout, and yet, you know, there's a handful of guys on our board right now in gold magnets that we're considering at some point bringing to camp. He was one of those players.
Is Alquadin Muhammad progressing like you'd like? Is he picking things up?
Yeah, I think so. He's going to get a lot of work here in the next couple of weeks. He's healthy. You know, I said it the other day, he plays with a little bit more power than edge, but he is picking things up, and you know, a lot's going on. But you know, the first challenge to ability is availability, and I like the fact that, you know, he's grinding through it and working through the mistakes. But I think he's doing well. He's handling it.
Did he come in here kind of raw, just given his past?
Well, you know, he comes off of us. I don't know, raw would be the term, but. You know, he played at a very good high school program at Don Bosco Prep, and then a very good college program. He just missed his the last year. So there is an element to that you have to, you know, get him kind of going again.
Sean, Cam Jordan is kind of a known commodity after all these years, but is there anything that stands out about his growth or development? He seems like he's having a really strong camp.
Yeah, listen, I think I've seen a little more of it from a leadership position. You know, look, this is a fairly young team, and you look around at guys like Cam and Mark that came in together in the same draft. You know, it's 5-6 years. So you see it that way. He's always been someone that's trained and is conditioned well and can play a lot of snaps. But yeah, that's if he's, you know, he's a key, an important piece of what we're wanting to do defensively.
His strength seems to be his versatility. How often do you guys game plan and face a guy who sort of fits that job description, that he does a little of everything as a defensive end?
Well, he plays the run and the pass very well. We'll see teams that, you know, there's more of a rusher instead or more of a run defender. But I, you know, it's a strength of his, and the other strength I'd say is that, you know, the ability to play 55, 60 snaps at the same energy level. You know, he's always been good with his stamina.
Sean, how hard is it to evaluate the coverage units, you know, when they're kicking it out the end zone or a punt doesn't enable you to, you know, return it or to cover it? And look at Raphael Bush having a couple of tackles. But it seems like, you know, you want to see who's making tackles on the coverage units, but the reps
there were
are
like
limited.
Four snaps the other night where they were short with two or three punts that we couldn't field. So,
right.
You know, now it forced us to cover – you know, the Peter calls, so the ball's not rolling up the back of one of our guys that, you know, we've got to be better communicating that, the returner does. You know, there's one kickoff that goes out. There just seemed to be, you're hoping in the preseason to, you know, have 10 or 11 coverage snaps, punt or kickoff, that can help you. And it was cut in half a little bit the other night. Hopefully this next week and then in the game versus L.A., we can get those opportunities.
And looking at Raphael Bush, he just seems like, since the OTA started, when he came back on board in the Saints uniform, that he's like a pro's pro and really stepping up.
He's smart, and, you know, he's played a lot of snaps. He's got good instincts and awareness, and I think he's a physical player. So that's important. You know exactly what you're going to get, and that's a good trait.
Sean, is this new for you to see? Because CJ was obviously here before, but what do you think How does it help having the receivers hold the ball, like, throughout practice?
Listen, it's something all of those – anybody who's carrying the ball, you know, the runners, the receivers, the tight ends, there's a proper way to do it. And teams have gotten too good at taking it away, and you have to address that. And it has to become habit, not just a five-minute period. And so it's a big point of emphasis in regards to ball security.
Sean, have you noticed this time – this preseason compared to maybe his rookie year, Tommy Lee Lewis, he just seemed like he was poised out there and ready to take advantage of his opportunity.
Yeah, I think, look, a year ago this time, you know, there's some assignments he's swimming with, where to align, formation, getting the play. And, you know, if you break the huddle and you're a receiver and you kind of come out maybe with a little bit of intrepidation as to where you align, then – you know, you're not able to play and execute. And he did some good things a year ago. But I think he's that much more familiar with what we're doing. And so it allows you to get a better evaluation and allows your performance, obviously, to be better.
Coach, when guys are going against each other in practice, they can sometimes pick up each other's tendencies. How do you evaluate a win in a practice rep versus a win in a preseason game?
That's a good question. Look, we try to simulate some of these competitive drills. I mean, Drew knows that, look, he's signaling his two-minute calls, and he's protecting the call because he knows our defense. But he's not naive enough to think that Carolina, Atlanta, and Tampa don't have those same, you know, signals in the division, television. But depending on the drill, you know, for instance, the goal line drill wasn't live. We're just, you know, 2 days removed from a game. We'll have a live goal line at some point. So that's more about teaching, you know, but then there's some other drills that, you know, it's compete, and those are, you know, those are valuable snaps.
Is that another benefit to just having joint practices before?
Yeah, well, I think a couple things takes place. Obviously, you get personnel that's different. Either in the AFC, you get a scheme that's different. Defensively, what they play, offensively, what they like to do, and how they want to, you know. So it obviously is an alert for everyone because you're getting different looks. You're not getting maybe similar looks that you've gotten for a few weeks. Anthony and I coach together in Dallas. You know, I've got a good relationship with him and Gus and that staff, Ken Wisenhunt. You know, I think we'll have a good week work, you know, good week of work out there, and I think it'll be good for both teams.
In regards to the transactions, how do you want the younger, less established guys at a certain position group to take it at this point in camp when you bring in some veterans, you know, in their group? How do you want them to kind of respond?
Listen, they need the focus needs to be on how they can perform that day in the outside count. And we talk all the time about trying to figure out your position group and start counting off numbers. You know, there's 31 other teams that we're evaluating. There's can't control any of that, so their focus has got to be just on their performance each day. All right, thanks.